The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. Indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this April 20th, right? It's 20th. Don't say nothing yet. Okay, there you go. You hear that, okay. She waits for this. They say leaping lizards, it's little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay. No, get back in your cage. All right, there you go. We have her in a boiling room. She goes, she's a studio marm. Do no harm to the studio marm. And as she goes by, the mighty Andrew.
That's right, I am here, Pastor.
That's right. Big bad Leroy Brown calls him sir, right?
Absolutely.
And now she's going back to the boiler room where we keep Randy. Randy's kept in the boiler room. We let him out now and then, but they're back there today, and they're waiting. They're waiting. They just want to see those phone lines light up. This is Pledge Week, and if you only knew how much it meant to them to take those calls, folks. And so they really need to hear from you, and that's why we're going to give you the numbers right out straight over the air. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We'll be giving those throughout. Now, way out yonder in Missouri, we have none other than that country road parson, Pastor Joe Larson. Pastor Joe Larson.
Good evening. Your highly unpaid professional assistant is here and ready to go to work. It's been a rough couple of days, but I'm back.
All right. Well, we got you back, and we've been keeping you in prayer, and we know you've had a tough time there.
Thank everybody for the prayers. I'm doing better, but I'm just going to be having weeks of some kind of fancy treatments. It'll take a lot of time, but we'll get there.
You know, Joe, you think about it, you wouldn't be falling apart if you hadn't gotten old.
Hadn't gotten old. Hadn't gotten hurt so many times.
Yeah, I know. Well, don't feel.
I mean, if I didn't have steel in about three places in my body and all kinds of stitches and things like that, I'd probably be better off. But
so, know, getting old's not all it's cooked up to be, huh?
It really isn't.
But I guess it beats the alternative now.
Exactly.
We have here live in the studio tonight Sol Espray, and he has written a couple of books. One, The Globalist Agenda, and The Globalist Agenda Endgame. Welcome to the program, Sol. Oh, you got to pull your mic way over there. You know, wait, no, pull it towards you. Pull it towards you. Get right up on top of it.
He's used to being an author and not a radio talker.
Right, no, you got
to
get it closer.
Yeah,
4 inches.
We authors are good at writing. We're not too good at talking, though, right?
All right, there you go. Yeah, you got to get right on. And this radio program, listen, we move very quickly, so you got to jump in. You got to jump in. When you have a comment or something, you got to jump right in there, okay? You can't wait. You can't wait to get in for someone to take a break because Joe don't ever stop talking. He'll just keep going. So, anyhow, guess what, Joe? We have to start off tonight. We have
prayer request, I'll bet.
Yep, you're right. It's absolutely. And this here is Al Fletcher. Al is a long, 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 long time listener to the radio program. And he's in the ICU unit?
ICU.
Yeah. And he called me today, and he's not sure if he's going to make it through till tomorrow. And so he would ask for some prayer. So we're going to do that right now. We're going to go now, and I want to encourage all you folks out there. Joe, he's having a real hard time breathing. In fact, he's been praying that the Lord would just come and take him. And so you folks out there, let's do this. Let's pray God's perfect will. You know, it's God could say the word and heal him and restore him completely, if that be his will. And wouldn't it really be, I've often thought how wonderful it would be if God was to do that a little more often, and people would look, and you would think that people would look upon that and cause them to believe, but you know what? It didn't work that well in the Bible. All the miracles that were done, and still you had unbelief, huh?
Exactly.
And so let's pray for him right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold Al Fletcher up right now. And Father God, this, I would ask, Lord, that you would hedge around about him and his family, be a comfort especially to his wife at this time, Janet. And Lord, I would just pray too, Father God, Lord, that your perfect will with him be. Lord, if it be thy will, we would ask that we know, Lord, that all you have to do is just say the word, and he's healed. Right now he's asked, Lord, because he knows, Father God, that prayer achieves much. And so he's asking, Father God, Lord, and we're asking that Lord, if it be your will that you take him home, then take him home, Lord. If it be your will, and we, that you could give him a complete and total healing, and let the whole world see that this is nothing the doctors could do, because they're not giving him any time left. But, Lord, if he could receive a complete healing, Father God, Lord, then maybe some would look upon that and look upon that and believe. So we're holding him up and say, Lord, bless him with every blessing you would have for him and his family at this time. And these things we ask in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And, Pastor, I want to remind everybody out there, if God calls him home, he will get that perfect healing, because he will be perfectly healed.
All right. We start out with Linda and Kevin in New York, Pledge 100. Thank you, Linda and Kevin. Thank you. Thank you. All right. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Folks, we have virtually less than 6 hours left the rest of this week to raise enough money, and I mean a lot of money, to stay on for the next month. We really need to hear from you, because we got a lot we're going to be telling you tonight. And again, in all of these years, we've never compromised, we've never stepped back, we've never stepped away. We've stood our ground against the ungodly, the evil, and the corrupt government we've had, the corrupt news media. We fought with everything we had against the bloody, bloody abortion industry. We have never stood down. And we've, from day one, in this ministry, there was no compromise, period. No compromise accepted. So we're going to start with that. I wanted to start here. Joe, I've had a lot of, I've been getting some letters from some people that said, well, Pastor, you're taking the side of the Russians over the Ukrainians. No, we're not. We're not taking the side. Look, we're on the side of the Ukrainian and the Russian people. Neither the people in neither one of these countries want this war. It's causing both of them to suffer a lot. But folks, you see, we are not indoctrinated. There's a lot of you that listen to the fake news media. Unfortunately, you've been indoctrinated. There's corruption on both governments, but you need to know the truth. And for example, we've been telling you this: CIA admits training Nazi terror troops in Ukraine, which have been fighting and killing Russians since 2015. Now, we know this. This is the Azov regiment, and it's being funded, and our military has, we've had and been involved in training. These are Nazis. This is, they have the swastika. They wear the swastika on their sleeve. They fly the swastika flag. And here, well, let me just go ahead and read this article. This article is by Ethan Huff, from, and he's with World News Daily. And on this one's out of the Natural News. Ukraine has been a hotbed of Russian terrorism since 2015, and the culprit is none other than the CIA. We've known that. We've been telling you that. The Central Intelligence Agency, also known as Deep State Central, is also linked to a rise in neo-Nazi terrorism in many other countries as well. Whenever you see extremism pop up seemingly out of nowhere, the CIA was likely involved. The U.S. government has well-documented history of backing extremist groups as a part of a panoply of foreign policy misadventures, which inevitably end up blowing up the American public face, writes Branko Marcetic for Jacobin Magazine. Okay, so I'm going to just stop there with this article here, so you get the drift. Now, Joe, here.
In the past, our CIA has been involved in all kinds of little plots around the world. They have a large, huge slush fund of money, and there are different people think that they can pit one enemy against another, one country against that will eventually be good for us, but I think most of the time you and I have been on air, probably 90-95% of the time, they are wrong, not right, and what they're doing makes things worse, not better.
All right, I wanted to do this other article very quickly, and then we got to get into the scripture. Why Liz Cheney and most Democrats may face war crimes accusations for Ukraine. This is an article by George Eliason, and that's out of the Sunday Talk Shadows. And here, it says here, please follow us on Gab, Minds Telegram. Well, let me start here. It says, Representative Liz Cheney labeled the Kramatorsk train station missile strike as genocide, which is exactly what it is. Democrats across the board agree with her. I'm good for this so far. I'm a Reagan-Bush conservative working out of the Donbass region since 2012, which is long before problems in Ukraine begin. The problem for Cheney, Rhinos, Biden, and the Democrats is that most of the media is simply a matter of law. If you support said genocide in any way, shape, or form, whether monetarily or covering it up willfully, you are also guilty of those deaths under current law. Now, all these people know exactly what the facts are, and so ignorance isn't an argument. The missile strike was done with a Tachka U, an over 30-year-old system Russia does not possess. What makes trying to argue semantics or political perspectives is the wrong way to look at this in compliance with the law. For Kramatorsk, the serial numbers from the Tachka U are almost identical with the consecutive to three other Tachka U missile strikes Ukraine has fired into residential neighborhoods in Donbass. It's always residential neighborhoods that come under Cheney's description of genocide. So here they have the what's left of the missile cartridges. They have the numbers on them, and these numbers are owned by the Ukrainian military, not the Russians. They don't own these. They haven't had these. And so we have told you from the very start that there's a lot of staging. So we, you know, in the very beginning, Joe, they caught them staging all kinds of things. But so people should really know, look, we're on the side. We want to support both the Ukrainian and the Russian people, but neither government, because
we want to support the innocents who are the ones getting killed.
Right. But you got to know the truth. And this whole thing, people think that we're the good guys and they're the bad guys. No, there aren't any good guys in this. There aren't any good guys. Only the you got victims, but it's the deep state. You know, over here it's the CIA, over there it's the KGB, but it's the same.
Is it something more than just the CIA? I mean, could that be a sub-agenda of something much greater? Say, for example, like in Germany, World War II, burning of the Reichstag, and then Archduke Ferdinand being assassinated as the false flag for World War One. I mean,
is this
actually a prelude to World War III?
Well,
and Putin is just a compromised puppet?
You saw one January 6th of 2020. That's what you saw. You saw a staged event there in D.C. But now we're going to get into the scripture. Let's go.
We hope not. It will not be a precursor to World War III. That's why we try to put the truth out and tell people that, you know, it's another needless war that the military-industrial complex is going to make fortunes out of. And that's at the base of all these conflicts is money.
Yeah, I have to look at Putin. He seems very reluctant to play the role of the despot. It's almost as if he's afraid of something. And so I kind of get the impression that there's someone who's dictating to him, this global cabal. And I think it goes much deeper than the CIA.
It is.
There's a global government that is a super government that's dictating world events.
It's the new world order.
Yeah.
Klaus Schwab.
I look at the money. Who's got all the money? Schwab, incidentally, is a Rothschild by both father and mother. So I'm looking at who has all the wealth. Well, the Rothschilds dynasty owns half the world's wealth, $500 trillion. That's a very compelling argument that the people at the very top are just simply using these other agencies, such as the CIA, to bring about their agenda.
Who do you think installs Lewinsky into that government? There was a coup in 2014. This country was involved, and that president was actually elected by the people. I mean, the corruption was still a mile wide and a mile deep. But who was it that installed Zelensky? Klaus Schwab. And you know, yeah, they had him. You know, we watched them sit there at their meetings that they had, their globalist meetings. You know.
Right. Klaus Schwab is, he's like the number one guy at the UN, and they make agreements all the time. So he's a major player.
Let's go, Joe, to Matthew 24, and I want you to read... starting with verse 36, read it all the way through 44.
Four, all right. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would have come, he would have watched, and would have not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
All right, so now here, why is it that... the Lord does not want us to know when he'll be coming back. Do you think if we had a certain date that there's a whole lot of people that would say, well, you know what, I'm going to start changing the way I live right now. Or others would say, well, I'll just wait. I'm going to party hardy until it gets closer to the date. And then they die in their sin, right?
Exactly, because they think they could repent at the last minute and be saved, where we know that repentance is a heartfelt thing. And if you're partying hardy for several years, you're not going to repent in a few days.
Absolutely. So now, will people have any time at all to repent or try to bargain a deal, or is he going to come suddenly without any warning?
That's exactly what he says. He will come, and no one knows, not even the Lord himself, but only the Father. That kind of, you keep secrets that way when only God the Father knows. It's the only secret that'll ever be kept.
Right. You know, there's an old Jewish tradition in the marriages when they would, I don't know if they still carry that on, but when a man was looking for a wife, a young man, he would go to the marketplace or someplace and they would find a woman he liked, a young woman. He would ask about her, find out whether or not she was single, and then he would follow her home. He would follow her home and then ask her father for her hand in marriage, and he would work a deal with that. And then he would have to go to his father, and his father would arrange the wedding, but his father would not tell anyone. He would be the only one that would know the time of the wedding until the time was right. Isn't that something? Does that make sense to you? Only the father knows when the bride is going to be taken?
Taken. It's very scriptural because that's basically the church is the bride, and we will be taken when we're called.
Okay, we're going to jump over because of we're going to be talking about some times. In his book, Soul talks about, well, the pandemic, and we're going to be talking about what's in these, the poisonous pokes, or if you want, the bio kill, the kill shots, okay? What do they really do? It's a whole lot. We've done a lot on this. We've had a lot of the virologists on here. They change your DNA. You actually become less than a human. And where did this come from? Let's go to Genesis 6, Joe, and start and read Genesis 6 all the way through until verse 12.
Verse 12, okay. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created, from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a great man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. I guess I'll read 12 too. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth.
All right, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to go with Soul Esprit. He's written these two books. We're going to find out all about these books and how that applies to what's going on here. Be back after this.
I'm Janet Folger-Porter, and I woke up to find out that we got censored again today from YouTube. What a shock. Well, there's a place where I won't be censored. It's this Friday night at 7 at St. Luke's Church in Copley, Ohio. It's at 3810 Ridgewood Road in Copley. I look forward to seeing you there because there's a lot of information that YouTube wouldn't let you hear, but I'm going to present how we can take our country back. It's why I'm running for Congress, and I look forward to seeing you Friday at St. Luke's Church in Copley, Ohio, on the 22nd, this Friday at 7 p.m., and the address 3810 Ridgewood Road in Copley, St. Luke's Church, Friday night. Can't wait to see you. Here's just a little more about me. I introduced the state and federal heartbeat bills and helped pass them in 14 states and counting. I helped draft legislation to protect religious liberty and led the charge to enable military chaplains to pray in Jesus' name. You see, actions are what you believe, Everything else is an empty slogan. I'll cut funds to schools that groom our children or teach critical race theory, and cut funds to states that require vaccinations for employment, travel, or education, and cut federal funding to states that enable voter fraud, redirect it to states who transition to watermarked paper ballots. I'll protect your gun rights, curb inflation with a balanced budget, abolish the unconstitutional Department of Education, and regain energy independence. I'll finish the wall and name it after President Donald J. Trump. Then, enlist a congressional committee to investigate big tech censorship and their campaign collusion. It's all in my America First contract at JanetFolgerPorter.com. There's a reason why the left considers me a threat to their godless and Marxist agenda. I'm Janet Folger Porter. If we can end abortion, as we just did for 40,000 babies a year in Texas, we can take our country back. I ask for your vote, your support, and your prayers. Paid for by conservatives for Janet Folger Porter. Mark Bidwell, Treasurer.
All righty, we're back, and we're going to jump over here to Salisbury now.
Can I throw one thing in real quick?
Sure.
Janet Folger, I was just listening to her talk, and she's to remind folks, she's a great friend of this ministry, and she's also never censored here, right?
Right.
This is the other place she can speak totally free. I just thought I'd add that.
All right, I got to add this. Folks, the phones aren't ringing. We got to hear from you. Maureen in Springfield, Pleasures 100. Thank you, Maureen. But, folks, we got to hear from you. Again, we've got right now about 1 hour and 20 minutes left. 1 hour and 20 minutes left. We've got a raise, and right now we are way short. We are about, it looks like about $5,800 short of our goal. So the number is 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. You know, we do it 1 week out of the month so that we don't have to, so the rest of the month we don't have to make any pledges or any pleas at all. We can just continue to bring you what you're not supposed to hear, what you're not supposed to know, and that's what we're going to do the rest of this program. But we got to hear from you. We can't do it. We can't do it if we don't hear from you. It's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now,
and can I remind the folks that no one in this ministry in all the almost 50 years you've been on the radio, you've never taken a dime, and no one who's worked with you in all those years has taken a dime in compensation. We donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to help maintain this radio ministry. So when we promote, please donate to the ministry, it's not for us. We're not receiving anything from this. It's to keep God's word alive out there in a world that desperately needs to hear the truth. And your donations will help pay the radio bills that keep us on the air, period.
Absolutely. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. So, right here, bioweapons experts warns U.S. is conducting illicit research in Ukraine biolabs. InfoWars host Owen Scheuer got the chance to interview Francis Boyle, Ph.D., a lawyer and bioweapons expert, about the alleged biolabs in Ukraine. And in his view is that they do exist. Well, we've already covered that. They're there. We have we knew of about five biolabs in the Ukraine. And now they're making these cocktails that they can actually make and create these so-called COVID diseases that will hit different segments of the population. And one of the things they found in the labs is that they're particularly detailed or for Russian DNA and to kill off Russian people. And so, again, folks, you need to know really what's happening here. There's a lot more to what's happening than you think. So, and again, these, we just read, what was it about Genesis chapter 6 and the days of Noah and today that's it's the only time in all of history? What is happening? Go ahead, I'll let you tell it in your own words.
Well, basically what you've got going on.
You got to get close to the mic. Pull the mic towards you. Just pull the mic right out towards you. Yep. Pull it right towards you. Just pull it. Yep. Okay, there you go. And get right up to it.
Well, if you back up a little bit and take a look from the globalist perspective, they're trying to eradicate the image of man and transform human beings into these robotized type of transhumans, the image of Satan, and they're doing it through vaccines, these weaponized vaccines, which contain an operating system, self-assembling operating system injected into human beings to where they've lost their free will, they are no longer fully human, and God cannot really accept such a being as he did the giants of old, which were human-demon hybrids. And that's why he wiped out all that population, whatever it happened to be at the time of Noah, and only saved 8 people.
It's around close to 8 billion. Most theologians
8 billion?
And historians believe it was very close to 8 billion people.
Right. So it's interesting to note that these vaccines are actually biowarfare weapons that ultimately will result in the death of the recipient. Mike Yerdon, who is the chief scientist for Pfizer, he stated that most people who get vaccinated will be dead within 2 years. Some of their estimates are a little bit higher, but he worked on that very vaccine, the COVID vaccine, so he has some pretty good inside information. They have an agenda which has to do with just creating robotized humans. They have a timeline by 2025. Klaus Schwab, in his book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution, he stated that 1/3 of the jobs will be replaced by software, robots, and smart machines by the year 2025. That's not too far off. By 2030, programmable babies will be the standard for the last generation prior to the return of Jesus. So they want to totally eradicate the image of God. They want to replace it with this artificial machine-like human, and that's what's really driving the whole vaccine agenda, and they're going to do it by this lethal injections.
All right, now, one of the things that they're finding in these lethal injections are snake venom from cobras and other different types of snakes, and the effect that it has a couple effects, and one is on the lungs and the breathing. It helps to that venom is to shut down the breathing. But again, the fake news media is keeping, they're working in conjunction, and yet many of them in the news media people have died from this already. People are dying every day. Many in our military, they're trying to keep it quiet. And it's an interesting thing. Think about this, too. How many people were on the ark?
8.
And what was the population?
8 billion.
So what did he saved 1 out of a billion, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go, folks. So
if you look in Ecclesiastes, you'll find there's a statement by Solomon, which can be interpreted as 1 in 2,000. I think it's 428 or something like that, 426. But the numbers, I think, of the saved are actually much fewer than most people are willing to admit. I didn't really think that it would ever be quite that large until I saw how people reacted to the fake news. And they're wearing masks, which is a pretty good indication that they believe the globalists and they don't believe God. Therefore, they're probably lost. And almost all of those took the death jab. They took the vaccine. So just by a visual inspection alone, as I look out at society, just kind of being out there, it seems like very few people have actually rejected the lie and didn't go with it. So they have hope, I think. But look at all the people who are still wearing masks, even though they're not mandatory.
Well, I know that. You know where that's explained at? That's explained very well in God's Word, the Bible. If you go over to 1 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I'll just hit it really hard for 1 minute, but this is what you have so people understand what he's talking about. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, let me just read it to you. And it's this. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In other words, we are in spiritual warfare. This is spiritual warfare. It's a dark spiritual warfare. And those that are mature in the faith, they can see these things. We knew from day one these masks were, you know what? If you can read it and you look on the box tells you that these masks will not stop any virus. It tells you right on that, but they're good for up to 5 splashes of blood. You know, these were the masks that they were handing out, so we knew that. Okay, we have discernment. We have understanding. When they came out and started shutting down, wanting to shut down the churches, what was it that the Lord sprang Peter and the apostles out of? The Lord broke them out of the jail. Why? Because they tried to put them in there for having a church service. For having church services. That's what they were put in prison for, before they were preaching the gospel. And so, what did Peter tell them? We will obey God, not man, right?
Right.
Correct. And so we said from day one, we're not closing our church. We're going to keep our church open, because God's word, the Bible, makes it clear. It says, make sure your feet find the path to the house of God. Make sure that you assemble together. Do not forsake the assembling. So but now the big 501c3 corporations out there called churches, the entertainment centers, they said, no, we're going to go along with whatever Caesar tells us, you know.
That's really a sign of the times. You find these churches, and I'm not even talking about the mega churches, I'm talking about just the little community churches, and they're having their congregation wear masks and telling them that the vaccine is okay and you have to obey government mandates. It says in Romans 6:16 that who you obey is who you serve. So if you obey a criminal illegitimate entity such as this current government, and we know from Luke chapter 4 verses 5 and 6 that all these kingdoms were given to Lucifer, Satan, and Jesus did not refute that, then we know that the government is actually controlled and is dictating terms from Lucifer, and so people are obeying the government. They are actually in obedience to Lucifer, the devil. And these pastors are essentially ministers of righteousness, as it says in 2 Corinthians, that they are, Satan appears as an angel of light, and his servants appear as ministers of righteousness. That's what they are. They sold out Christianity for some farcical comedy skit that anyone who has any amount of spiritual discernment will have nothing to do with. But I think their judgment is going to be much more severe than it would be just for an individual who erred.
Because to whom much is given, much is required. But on the other side of that, you remember what the Bible says. It says the righteous are as bold as lions. The righteous are as bold as lions. These princely preachers that bow down and they say, well, look, here, we got an out. Let's go and let's take Romans 13 and let's make it say what it doesn't say. And this gives us an out. It says that the way they preach that, because Romans 13 means exactly what Romans 13 says. There's no authority but of God. And legitimate governments are ruling the people in accordance with God's laws, God's statutes, God's ordinance, God's commands, God's promises. Those are legitimate. If they're not in line with that, then they are not legitimate. Okay,
right.
And so these prissy preachers don't have the courage. They don't have the courage to go up against Caesar, and so they use that as an out. And boy, I'm going to tell you, no place has our Lord been more dishonored than from the pulpits of these so-called churches.
Right. They don't have the discernment of the Holy Spirit. These these so-called pastors were not anointed by God. They appointed themselves. They went to a cemetery or a seminary, and they learned their doctrines from a fake Bible, which is the NIV. And they will compromise anything just for their own comfort. It's actually a business, as Pastor Ernie said. It's a 501c3 tax-exempt corporation. And they actually know very little scripture. They can't really defend the Word of God from, you know, a position of truth. They just, you know, interject their own opinion. And I consider them to be synagogues of Satan, as it says in Revelation chapter 4 and 2, I believe, that these are not true churches of Jesus Christ. And the true church is very rare. Pastor Ernie has one of them. There's a few other churches around this area that are true churches of Jesus Christ.
I think you'll find out, yeah, that your UBF, Unregistered Baptist Fellowships, these are actual New Testament churches. They are not 501c3 corporations. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll find all of them that I know, take the same stand that we do. You've got one out here, Pastor Mark Valeni. You've got one out there in Cortland, Ohio. You've got about 30 in Ohio area.
There's one in Macedonia I just discovered. It's called Liberty Valley Church. A very strong in the scripture church, and I'm very impressed by what I heard there on Sunday. So people in the area may want to check that out. Getting back,
Pastor Eckmeyer out at the Cortland, the Family Baptist Church is another one, mm-hmm. Along with here. So there are about 30, I would say, unregistered New Testament churches that mm-hmm. did like we did. They never closed their doors; they stayed open.
Right, that's commendable. As a corollary to the Corinthians quote that you just cited, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12 will give you a very good insight into why people could be so gullible and so naive as to wear a mask that does not protect them at all. In fact, it's causing them great physical, biological harm by restricting their oxygen intake and increasing their CO2 rebreathing. The virus itself, if there is one, which probably there's all kinds of viruses out there, is 1 to 2,000 times smaller than the pore size of the mask. So 0.01 micron versus 2 microns, but yet they still wear the mask.
All right, Keith from Brooklyn pledges 20. Thank you. Susan from Illinois pledges 100. Folks, we need to hear from you. The phone lines are not ringing the way they should. We really need to hear from you. It's 888-281-1110 and 888-677-9673. So tell the folks how they can get your books, The Globalist Agenda and The Globalist Agenda Endgame. And all of these things we're talking about in the books you're referring to, well, I'm just going to read right off the top so the folks know.
They can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or any other online booksellers. Just go under solaspree.com.
All right, here you go. As it was in the days of Noah, which we're talking about here, it started. You go with the Great Reset, and we've seen that. Remember when Hillary had that Great Reset button? They were telling us what they were going. The coronavirus fake pandemic pretense for world government. Agenda 21. Life under martial law, quarantines, lockdowns, the new normal, mandatory vaccines, nanobots, microchipping, 5G, Starlink surveillance, transhumanism, Neuralink, and the fourth industrial revolution, and the destiny of the globalist elites, and the new world order. And Joe already asked me to make sure he gets a copy of this, so you got to leave a copy so we can mail it to Joe. Right, Joe?
Sure.
That sounds pretty good to me.
That scripture, that 2 Thessalonians says, because they have not a love of the truth, God shall send them strong delusion so that they will believe a lie, so that all who took pleasure in unrighteousness shall be condemned. That's condemned to hell. That strong delusion is an actual spirit, I believe. And the reason why people seem so dumbed down, it's because of the TV programming, of course, and what's in the food and the water and the air and the vaccines, but also, too, it's a spiritual curse that they rejected the truth because they have not a love of the truth. We know from John 14:6 that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Because they rejected God and his counsel, God has sent them strong delusion. And so they maintain themselves in this willful state of ignorance. And they can't even consider what I just pointed out about the mask, and that's only one among many issues. It's totally worthless. But yet they continue to give that sign of allegiance to the world controllers to say, look how easy we are to control, we're on your side.
Yeah, what they virtually said, okay, we parents, we're not that smart. You know, we have our kids in the public schools to begin with. And yeah, you know what, if they say that it's all right, we take it and we'll put masks on first graders and kindergarten and, you know, it makes kids a little sick, makes them paranoid. They can't see each other's faces. They don't know if someone's smiling at them. And it does the kids a lot of damage. But, you know, the government says we're supposed to do that. We're afraid to stand up against them, okay?
Right. It's who you obey is who you serve. So they have this pact basically with the government, which overrides any higher moral conviction that they might normally have, and that is allegiance to God. That's not even on their mind. So they'll obey the government and, you know, just take the consequences, which are all negative.
Okay, in God's Word, the Bible, Joe, the one thing God demands more than anything else is obedience. Now,
amen to that.
You know, from Genesis to Revelation, does it not say that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, and failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience?
Always, all the way through Scripture. And when you mentioned a minute ago it was a spiritual war, I was just thinking we had Duke Divinity School, think about this, is affiliated with the United Methodist Church, which is apostate, and they had a pride worship service, and they prayed to the great queer one. Yep.
Yep.
Think about this. A divinity school, and they criticized the actual church, and they're talking about how the church has gone away from the truth. And these student groups affirming the dignity, faithfulness, and strength of the LGBTQ questioning and whatever, and non-conforming Christians. Now, in other words, a non-conforming Christian, what would that be in your words?
A non-conforming Christian?
Mm-hmm.
A non-conforming Christian would be a Christian, one that doesn't conform to the world.
Well, they call it non-conforming to Christianity. They've turned it around. See what the devil's done?
Yeah.
The old deluder Satan, a non-conforming Christian, is one that doesn't conform to the gospel of Jesus Christ, but makes up the gospel to fit their needs, wishes, and wants. That's how the world works, folks. They turn one phrase around that everybody thinks they know what it means, and they give a new and different evil, wicked definition to that word. That's why we talk on this program all the time. No matter what's going on, it is spiritual warfare. It is the Antichrist system rising up against you, the church. You, the church of God, the followers of Jesus Christ.
I think there's
everything boils down to that.
There's sort of a almost like a philosophy among the people who claim to be Christian that it's not Christian to rise up against the evil and confront it. And so you have organizations like the Methodist Church. As Pastor Ernie pointed out, it says the righteous are as bold as a lion. And if we go to Psalm 94:16, God is asking the question, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? He is looking for warriors. God is actually actively seeking out men such as Pastor Ernie, myself, and others to confront these people head on and not be at all concerned about any of the consequences, because this is what God wants us to do. We are doing his will by just simply confronting these people and exposing them.
Amen. Oh, absolutely.
I'd add myself to that group.
Yes, you too. I didn't mean to leave you out.
A few weeks or so here.
Well, again, the so-called Duke Divinity School is a satanic. It is It is satanic as satanic can get. It is Antichrist.
It long since left the church, the real church.
Right. They have gone apostate. They've apostatized. You see, that word, a lot of people don't know that where apostate comes from. It comes from apostasy, and that was a medical term. And when a wound got infected, they called it apostatizing. It was apostatized. It was infected. And Duke University is infected with sin. They're infected with the Antichrist. So, you know, and you got to be kind of a sick parent to send your children there. I mean,
right. It's like a curse from God that God raised up these fake imposters called, they call themselves pastors, as a curse, and the people follow them. It's like God is punishing the people, and he raises up these wimpy pastors or preachers who know very little scripture, and they certainly don't, you know, abide by it or live their lives by it. It's just like a social club. It's not really a church in any Christian sense. And I think most people realize that, and so they just kind of avoid church altogether. But there still are some true Christian churches out there. If you, you know, just search for them and look for them, you'll find them. They still exist.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, there's a couple of things here I wanted to, you know, mention. We mentioned this before, but here at the State of New Jersey Department of Corruptions, State of New Jersey Department of Corruptions, they call it correction, but it's corruptions. And two female prisoners in New Jersey became pregnant after consensual sex with transgender inmates. Do you know what that means? Listen to this, because this is like, you know, it's like way out there and above the heads of the liberals, but that means that those transgenders weren't women at all, right?
No. Mm-hmm.
Because, hey, women can't get women pregnant, can they? No, okay. So there are 27 trans inmates held at Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for women. Don't worry about it, though, because the taxpayer will pay for the baby unless they kill it. Now, because they really push hard in these prisons. They push hard to abort them, you know, because it's all about death.
Right.
The corruption.
Right. Well, when you look at the state of the world today in general, all the evil that's being foisted on just the world, the vaccine, fake pandemic, and so forth and so on. This is actually God's judgment against an unrighteous, unrepentant people that would actually put up with transgender and they would accept it. If this was like 100 years ago, those people probably wouldn't be alive very long, I would think. The righteousness of the majority would just simply rise up against them. At least that was the pattern back in ancient Israel. They were to take them outside the city gates, and they stoned them, and the problem was ended right there. Today, they tolerate it.
Well, not only do they tolerate, they embrace it.
Yes.
Everything called sin, they embrace. Now, folks, we're coming up to a break, and it's a perfect time to call in. Again, I've got to remind you, if we can't raise the money, we're not here. I mean, in the station you're on out there might be one of the first ones to go. So, again,
lost a couple of stations in the past. We have never been able to get back on any of them because once the slot's gone, it's usually gone for good.
888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Right now is the perfect time to call. Thank you for Nick in Texas, pledges 100. Miss McCurdy pledges 45. Thank you, 888-281-1110. We really have to hear from you. We really do. So we're going to the break. Right now is a very good time to give us a call at 888-281-1110. Be right back after this.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right,
What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.